On the Fly with J-Mon G. On the Fly is on the air.
And J-Mon G, we are back at the Seaplane Base. We are on the fly. This is our last segment. You're hearing this on Sunday, the last day of AirVenture 2009. Boy, it has gone really fast, hasn't it, Kara?
Certainly it has.
Kara is my producer, and for those of you who have been listening all week on EA Radio, she and I have been traveling to all the different venues together. She's kind of been behind the scenes as a producer, running all the audio equipment and setting up some of the interviews, and just absolutely invaluable for the On the Fly show. And Kara, I want to thank you for all your help this year. And are you going to come back with us next year?
Hopefully, if I'm able to.
Kara is an intern at St. Cloud State University in the broadcast program, and there's 8 of them that are down here with EAA Radio this year doing an internship for college credit, and boy, we couldn't put these shows on without their help. So here we are at the Seaplane Base. What do you think of the Seaplane Base?
I really like it. It's a nice break from the really big Oshkosh AirVenture thing. It's a nice little in the woods by a lake. There's a lot more sense of family here, I think.
Yeah, don't you feel like you're in a nature center somewhere?
Yes, I do.
We
got
to get her an airplane.
Yeah, she's an airplane. We're sitting with Mark Matheson, and Mark is from Whip Air, which anybody who has anything to do with seaplanes will know that name. And Mark, tell us about Whip Air, the company.
First of all, thanks for having us here. Whip Air is known primarily as a float manufacturer. We have an awful lot of different float manufacturing projects going on at all times. Of course, we have a lot of engineering development going on as well, but a lot of people don't realize we have an awful lot of other products and services as well. We have over 120 supplemental type certificates for performance enhancements, if you will. A lot of different services for people to help maintain their airplanes, paint, upholstery, services themselves, all kinds of inspection. A lot of ongoing things to help people once they get the product. We've been very fortunate that we can provide turnkey operations once people buy a float system, for instance, for say a Caravan or Super Cub, whatever the case may be. We can help them keep it airworthy and do the ongoing maintenance for them. All the projects that come up with regard to cosmetics like paint and upholstery, we provide all that. So it's grown over the years to be quite a bit more than just float manufacturing. In fact, we started our involvement at Oshkosh with one display, which of course was up at the main show. We now have 3 displays, one of which is down here at the Seaplane Base. We have one in Building D for our services people, and of course our main float display up near Building D on the outside, which usually has 2 or 3 airplanes in it. So we've grown a lot, and we're real appreciative of our customers that have helped us do that.
Now, of course, like you said, you have the display stuff over at Main AirVenture, but I bet you would prefer to spend your time over here, huh?
Don't tell anybody, but I would prefer to be down here at the Seaplane Base. It's very, very comfortable, a little more laid back. And of course, we do have somewhat of a seaplane-oriented audience here, which helps us in the commerce part of things. But this is by far the best place to be, particularly when it gets warm out. And we've enjoyed that a lot.
Now, tell us what you do with Whip Air, Mark.
My actual job has varied over the last 12 years, but today I'm actually the chief pilot for the Fireboss Air Attack aircraft program. I also sell and market the supplemental type certificates. And of course, along with that, I do a lot of the aircraft demos. We still do quite a bit of that, particularly in the larger airplanes where I have a lot of background in. It's helped us within the organization. But our fire attack program, and it's taken 6 or 7 years to get off the water, so to speak. But at this point in time, we are now sending them all over the world, and it's really been an interesting program. It's helping keep the world green, as they say. But just in the last fall, I was down in Australia training tanker pilots down there, and that's typical of where they're operating. They're literally all over the world, so we're pretty excited about that program. Our engineering people, as well as Bob Whiplinger, the founder of the company, saw the need to upgrade the engine. It is now a 1600 horse PT6, which is the biggest PT6 they've ever built. So with the 1600 horse engine, it's just an extremely capable fire attack airplane, and very fun to fly, I might add.
Now, when you say you're on the project, does Whip Air build the entire airplane?
We actually pick up the aircraft brand new from Air Tractor Company in
sure.
Olney, Texas.
Sure, people will know that name from...
Absolutely. They've been around forever, actually. Leland Snow and his folks have been literally building agricultural aircraft for the last 55 years. In about 1990, they started working with fire attack airplanes, and you could actually buy a brand new 502, 602, or 802 as a fire attack airplane. Leland Snow and Bob Whiplinger from our engineering group got together over a beer or maybe a couple beers and decided, you know, we should try this. And 6-7 years later, it's working out just very, very well. It's been a pretty exciting program for us.
Well, you know, most fire attack aircraft, whether it be helicopters or airplanes, are aged now. And so new products are very important for the industry.
Very true. We'd like to think that we work side by side with what we call the heavy tankers. Elvis, the big chopper up above, of course, is an example of a heavy tanker.
The crane.
Yeah, the Sikorsky Sky Crane. We supplement machines like that on a project fire where you have a lot of aircraft involved. We work with those aircraft to take different segments of the fire. So a lot of government agencies would have our fire bosses on contract to help with initial attack primarily, and then of course they'll work side by side on the project fire. So it's pretty interesting to see how it all works. It's very effective, it really is.
So let's talk a little bit about the float products and STCs.
It used to be that we pretty much just put all our effort into float manufacturing. We still do that as our primary function. In fact, as we speak, we're just finishing up the Quest Kodiak program, and that's a pretty exciting program for the recreational market as well as the commercial market. We're almost done with that whole program. All that's left is doing the spin test, which will be probably a 2 or 3 week involvement within the next month. We hope to have all that approval and paperwork done by early fall. We've got other enhancements. A good example of that is the Cessna 182 has always been such a successful general aviation family-oriented airplane, if you will. We have installed floats on that aircraft and are in the process currently of developing a 3,500-pound gross weight for the aircrafts. It'll make it an extremely capable general aviation float plane. Quite frankly, it'll compete with the old airplanes like the 185s. You know, it'll actually carry more.
Oh, really? Wow, that's going to be good.
And there's so many out there.
There's there's a lot more 182s than there are 185s. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry to say, I'm kind of a tail dragger nut, but that's actually the reality of it is the 182s are more sought after, and our engineering group is doing a good job of making it a very viable, capable amphibious airplane.
Now, I have seen, amphibious. Okay,
because
I have seen 182s on straight floats.
Yeah, and they've been out there for some years, actually, to some success. Our organization saw the need, of course, to develop it for amphibious floats, and in doing that, found as well the need to increase the gross weight for the useful load that everybody's trying to establish, and we're working on that right now.
So that float is going to be a package deal, float and STC kit.
Yes, we've just to give an example, we work side by side with Cessna an awful lot, and in doing so, our organization is a Lycoming service center, and in that involvement, we were able to study the IO 580 engine, which is basically the bulletproof 540 engine with a longer stroke. We actually have a Skylane on amphibious floats with the new IO 580 engine in it, and it's rated at 320 horsepower right out of the box. So if you can imagine the family Skylane with that kind of power in it, there's a lot of potential there.
You're going to get off the water really fast.
I got to admit, I'm personally pretty excited about that one because it's hard to substitute power for anything else. It's very
right.
Important. It goes up there with the fun meter, as you can see.
Yeah, you're wearing your fun meter. Yeah, I see that. And it's pretty high right now.
Well, it is.
It's going to be a lot higher tonight.
But it is. It will. We've got the Watermelon Social going on. And, of course, we're getting near the end of the show, so we're all to the point where we've learned and seen a lot and watched a lot, and it's pretty exciting stuff, of course.
So, Mark, is there any new products other than that coming out for the GA market?
You know, it seems like about every 4 or 5 years, not only do we build a new float for the general aviation market, we start putting those airplanes and floats together. A good example of that, and it's kind of exciting for all of general aviation, actually. Most people are familiar with the de Havilland Twin Otter. De Havilland and or Viking, which actually owns de Havilland, is going into normal production with the Dash 400 Twin Otter. That's all coming up here this October. They're going to actually deliver airplanes, and we have worked with Viking to certify our 13,000 amphibious float as well as the straight float on that aircraft. So that's kind of exciting because, it's a new aircraft. They quit building them in 1988, and it is now coming back out to a market that needs it very much so, but with glass cockpit and all the neat stuff that people want. So that's pretty exciting stuff for us, for sure.
It sure is. Well, Mark Matheson of Whip Air, Chief Pilot, Sales, Demo, and Training, it's been a pleasure spending some time with you out here at the Seaplane Base today.
Well, thanks for having us. Pleasure to be here.
Jaymont G, we are going to take a break from the Seaplane Base on the fly, and we'll be back in just a few minutes, and we'll talk to John Thomason. John Thomason brought that beautiful YKS6 Cabin Waco on floats to Oshkosh this year. We'll be right back.